Three little maids from school are we, pert as a schoolgirl well can be, filled to the brim with girlish glee. Three little maids from school, everything is a source of fun. Nobody's safe or we care for none. Life is a joke that's just begun. Three little maids from school, three little maids from school, three little maids from school. One little maid is a bride, yum yum. Two little maids in attendance come. Three little maids is the total sum. Three little maids from school. From three little maids take one away. Two little maids remain and they won't have to wait very long, they say. Three little maids from school, three little maids from school, three little maids who all unwary come from the ladies' seminary, free from his genius tutelary. Three little maids from school, three little maids from school.
Good day, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. So that was a little piece from The Mikado for you. Actually, it was from the movie Topsy Turvy, which was made in 1999 and is about the writing and the creation of The Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan. Now, I'm not really a Gilbert and Sullivan fan, but I do like that movie, and I especially like that particular song. First of all, because it's silly and cheeky and you know, crazy in all kinds of ways, but also because Shirley Henderson's in it. I love Shirley Henderson. You know Shirley Henderson, Moaning Myrtle, you know, the saucy ghost who haunts the washrooms in Harry Potter. Yeah, well, she's in that. She's great. I love Shirley Henderson. But enough about me. Let's listen to some music. Enough of my chatter. We got all kinds of stuff for you today. We got some new stuff. We got some old stuff like we usually do. We're going to hear from Destroyer and Devourers and Penn and Bray. Going to go back in time a little bit for Eugene Ripper, Harold Nix, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. A little bit of comedy from Hee-Haw Days. Archie Campbell and the tale of Rinder Sella and the Pransom Hints. But we're going to start out with a song from 1985. This is Vancouver's own Brilliant Orange and Happy Man.
Prankster in a factory. Good news never comes second hand. I see some lies run. They don't mean a thing. I wanna laugh and I wanna cry. I wanna do everything. My hand, and I know what makes me there's good in you. I can really feel it. I can feel something inside. Yes, I love a challenge. You need to stay sitting off the pride. I may be standing alone, but that don't make me lonely. You're not happy, it's not my fault. Surrender to me only. This good in
Say I'm a guarded, but I'm good and ready. Say I'm unstable, I'm solid and steady. You say I sing one, two, but I got a medley. Say I'm unexpressive, I said it already. And then my head bugs by upon your windshield. Minor distraction, I'm lost in the breeze. Inconsequential, irrelevantly seen. Press on the steam. They're thinking it could be the day when we cross paths, yeah, on our merry way. I might smile, but I've nothing to say. Be as it may.
I'm sorry, but our time together's coming to a close. And I have got to get back to where I'm coming from. 100 million lovers dancing in a row. 100 million vacancies that trip and tremble. I don't wanna lose the light. It's great to cloak you in a golden hour. Time and space combine and remain meaningless. An empty vase in love with all my pretty dresses.
shadows and reliving the past. You found a new man, you're never coming back. The moment that you left, my knees gave out. The promise that I made to keep these vows. The timbre of your voice, how sweet the sound. I'll face it again, because I'm sick and I'm tired of running away, of playing the victim, of living alone and being afraid of falling in love.
A couple of years ago, during the height of COVID, theater companies around the city and around the world, actually, were desperately looking for creative ways to put their work in front of an audience when the audience had to stay at home. One was Vancouver's Far From the Tree Productions, who turned their adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's classic Little Women into an audio play podcast that we previewed here on the Radio for Shut-Ins version of this show. Now, 2 years later, they're itching to put it in front of people. A staged reading workshop production of Little Women is running this weekend, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, at Pacific Theatre at 12th and Hemlock. It's a staged reading, which means that the actors will be on book and some of the parts will be fully staged. But for someone who's had a lot of experience doing staged readings, it's still a lot of fun for the audience. And, you know, after like the first few minutes, you totally forget they're carrying scripts at all. So once again, it's at the Pacific Theatre tonight and tomorrow night, 12th and Hemlock, 7:30. And you can get tickets and more information on the web, Far From the Tree Productions. That's all one word, spelled just the way you think it would be. FarFromTheTreeProductions.com.
Hey, come chill with us at Sound Therapy to live music performed by local stars like Ade Wolf, Gleisha, Seikani, Athena's Moon, Lorcay's Dream, and other amazing artists. dance to Summery Sets by DJ Natsu, Business Bacha, Have You with a J, Iha, and more. Find us in a colorful tent on the lot beside the James Black Gallery from August 18th to the 21st, and over Zoom on August 24th for our live stream showcase. There's lots of seating in the front yard, backyard, and under our tent. We'll be barbecuing it up on Saturday. Festival passes come with one free Kickstarter juice from the juice truck. Sliding scale passes are set aside for two-spirit, queer, trans, BIPOC, and low-income folks. Your pass purchase also supports our free trauma-informed virtual workshop for sexual assault domestic violence survivors. More info can be found at linktree.com/sound_therapy.wave, linktr.ee/sound_therapy.wav.
Creating boundaries or asking for space is seen as complaining or seen as weak. And when it's external, it's one thing.
Sexual confidence is not a look. It's not a place you get to. It's really about like being like, I am giving myself permission to feel cute today.
Are you interested in conversations about the way that gender is understood in our everyday lives? Join the Gender Empowerment Collective every 4 weeks, where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, and social justice, like sexism in the workplace, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry.
Every episode, you'll hear from an expert on that week's topic, along with a discussion that dives deep into each complex issue. Tune into Intersections, presented by the Gender Empowerment Collective every fourth Tuesday, and check out our episode archive on CITR.ca.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love thickening over time.
Come see punk rock band McLusky at the Rickshaw Theater on September 22nd. Check out www.rickshawtheater.com for more details.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Once upon a time in a corn country, there lived a beautiful girl, and her name was Rendersella. Now, Rendersella lived with her mugly other and two sad blisters. Also, in this same corn country, there was a very prancing Hince. And this prancing Hince was going to have a bouncy fall, and he'd invited the people for riles amount, especially the pitch-reeple. Now, Render Sala's smugly other and her two sad blisters went out to buy some drancy fesses to wear to this bancy fall, but Render Sala couldn't go because all she had to wear was some old rurdy dags. Finally, the night of the bancy fall arrived, and Render Sala couldn't go, so she just cat down and shrine. And she was kitting there a shrine when all at once there appeared before her her Gary Mudfather. And he touched her with his wagic mand, and there appeared before and there appeared before her a keg boach and Hicks White sauces to take her to the Bansy Fall. But he said, Render Sala, be sure and be home before midnight, or I'll turn you into a tumpkin. When Render Sala arrived at the Bansy Fall, the Prancing Hinch met her at the door because he had been watching behind a wooden hinder. And Render Sala and the Prancing Hinch nanced all night until midnight, and they lell in fub. And finally, the mid-clock struck night, and Render Sala staced down the rares, and just as she beached the rottum, she slopped her dripper. The next day, this Prancing Hinch went all over this corn country looking for the beautiful girl who had slopped her dripper. Finally, he came to Render Sala's house, and he tried it on her mugly other, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on her two sigly usters, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on Render Sala, and it fit and did. It was exactly the sight right. So they were married and lived heavily after happens. Now, the story of the Maury is this. If you go to a Bansy Fall and you want to have a Prancing Hinch lolling fub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. About a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. Movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, but then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
They gave him his orders down in Monroe, Virginia. Son, you're running way behind time. This is not the 38, it's the old 97. Better get a dispenser on time. Thank you.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more. Yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination. With their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Thank you.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from the cast of Topsy Turvy, Brilliant Orange, Pen and Bray, Destroyer, Devours, Archie Campbell, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, Eugene Ripper, Harold Nix, The Great Spect Fertillery, and Gordon Grinda's Haram. Our theme music is by Rye Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. Remember, you can donate to support the people of Ukraine at the Canadian Red Cross, doctorswithoutborders.ca, or comebackalive.in.ua and help save some lives. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR. Bepi Crespin is coming up at 2 o'clock. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA,